How to Work with Staff, Families, and Facility Limits. Pet-assisted chaplaincy in elder care settings is never just about the chaplain, the resident, and the animal. It also involves staff, families, facility expectations, and practical limits. If you do not understand that, your ministry may become disruptive instead of helpful. In nursing homes, assisted living communities, and memory care settings, staff members carry a great deal of responsibility. They know the rhythms of the building. They understand which residents are tired, confused, fragile, anxious, medically limited, or easily overstimulated. They know what has happened today that you do not know. So a wise chaplain respects staff. That means you do not act independent. You do not arrive assuming access to everyone. You do not challenge a staff member in front of residents. You do not behave as though your good intentions remove the need for permission. Instead, you learn the environment. You ask what the expectations are. You ask where visits are welcome. You ask whether certain residents should not be approached. You ask about hygiene rules, timing, and hallway flow. You become known as someone safe, respectful, and easy to work with. That matters more than many chaplains realize. If staff trust you, they are more likely to welcome your presence. If staff see that your animal is calm, your visits are orderly, and your attitude is cooperative, your ministry gains credibility. But if you create confusion, ignore instructions, or increase the emotional labor of the facility, even a sweet animal will not repair that damage. Families matter too. Sometimes family members are delighted by a visit. Sometimes they are emotional. Sometimes they are protective. Sometimes they are suspicious. Sometimes they are carrying guilt, grief, or fatigue. The chaplain must remain calm and respectful with them as well. Do not assume that a family member will understand what you are doing. A brief explanation may help. You might say, "We offer short, gentle visits with a trained ministry animal where that is welcome and appropriate. Our goal is calm companionship and chaplain care, not disruption." That kind of clarity helps lower concern. Families also need to see that you respect the resident, not just the moment. Do not talk over the resident. Do not act as though the family now controls the visit if the resident is able to respond. Do not create emotional theater. Do not turn a meaningful interaction into a performance for others in the room. Now let's talk about facility limits. Facility limits are not annoyances. They are part of the ministry setting. Some places will limit where the animal can go. Some will require vaccination records or grooming standards. Some will limit visits in certain wings. Some will restrict contact with medically vulnerable residents. Some will permit only brief, supervised visits. Some will not welcome this ministry at all. That is not hostility. That is reality. A mature chaplain works within those limits. Pet-assisted chaplaincy becomes trustworthy when it is submitted to appropriate authority. This is especially true in elder care environments where health, sanitation, fragility, and liability matter. There is also a spiritual lesson here. Submission to wise limits does not weaken ministry. It strengthens it. When you respect the setting, you show that you are there to serve rather than to display yourself. You show that the animal is not your badge of importance. You show that people's well-being comes first. And sometimes the most faithful choice is not to bring the animal at all. If the facility is too chaotic, the animal is too tired, the staff is overwhelmed, or the situation is medically or emotionally unsuitable, restraint is wisdom. There is no shame in that. The best pet-assisted chaplains in elder care ministry understand this clearly. Real ministry is not proven by access to more rooms. It is proven by faithful judgment. Work well with staff. Respect families. Honor facility limits. Protect the resident. Protect the animal. And let your ministry be known as peaceful, cooperative, and deeply trustworthy. That is how a small visit can carry real weight.